USA Radio News with Wendy King.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is officially postponing President Trump's State of the Union address until the government is fully reopened.
The government is still shut down. I still make the offer. Let's work on a mutually agreeable date, as the original date was mutually agreeable, so that we can welcome him properly.
What happened? President Trump responded at the White House.
Nancy Pelosi, or Nancy as I call her, she doesn't want to hear the truth, and she doesn't want to hear, more importantly, the American people hear the truth.
The president tweeted he will postpone the address. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro is giving American diplomats 72 hours to get out of the country. He's breaking diplomatic relations with the U.S. after President Trump announced the decision to recognize opposition leader Juan Guaido as interim president of Venezuela. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. It's a holiday season with hope in the air. Things to look forward to and no time for despair. Health can be a challenge, and so can the mail. So Get the Tea wants to help you by giving you a sale. Buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month for free. No limit. That's buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month free. That's a savings of $35. Where? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Scroll down on the front page and find the Buy Two, Get One Free ad. Click it and save. Orders over $100 get free shipping. Send the gift of life. Change tea at GetTheTea.com. We have many, many non-GMO organic supplements just waiting for you. This holiday season, enjoy health and Thanksgiving with GetTheTea.com. Want to call us? 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. GetTheTea.com is a proud sponsor of Doing What's Right. That's GetTheTea.com.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says Democrats want to end the standoff in the government shutdown.
I think it's time Speaker Pelosi begins to listen to her own conference. Let's solve this problem. There's a reasonable proposal on the table.
Pelosi says Democrats are standing the line.
Congressional Democrats support smart, effective border security, but we do not support the president holding the health, safety, and paychecks of the American people hostage again to a campaign applause line.
Members of a SWAT team discovered 5 people had been killed after entering a SunTrust bank in Sebring, Florida. They convinced an attempted bank robber to give himself up. Police Chief Carl Hoagland.
We are still processing the crime scene, and we have not conducted victim notifications for the families involved.
The suspect is identified as 20-year-old Stephen Zaver. Police say he called 911 to report he had fired shots inside the bank. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
The White House is responding to a questionable claim made by a rising star in the Democratic Party. USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
New York Democratic Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez recently claimed that the world will end in 12 years due to climate change and says the Trump administration is doing little about it. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders reacts to the comments on Fox News.
Look, I don't think we're going to listen to her on much of anything, particularly not on matters that are we're going to leave into the hands of a much, much higher authority, and certainly not listen to the freshman congresswoman on when the world may end. We're focused on what's happening in the world right now. We wish that Democrats like herself would engage in that conversation, help us fix some of the current problems we know exist, and work with us to get some things done, particularly on the border, fixing the national and humanitarian crisis.
GM now admits it has a problem in a plant in Toledo, Ohio. 2 federal lawsuits have been filed accusing the automaker of ignoring severe racial harassment. The company says it's now urgently working to identify which of its employees turned the Toledo plant into a hateful, racist place. African-American workers alleged they were routinely disparaged. GM's admission comes after months of sidestepping claims from 11 black workers. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.